Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Hurricanes and typhoons, both of which are types of tropical cyclones, depending on where they are, didn't always have names. They used to often be tagged with just a bunch of numbers, maybe a latitude and longitude, sometimes just an arbitrary number. Some were named after where they came ashore, like the Great Galveston Hurricane of 1900, or for saints, like the St. Philippe Hurricane of 1876. Anche's Hurricane of 1842 was dubbed for the ship it demasted. Today, though, the World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, gives hurricanes short, simple names, people's given names. Since the early 1950s, the WMO has coordinated with the National Hurricane Center, a division of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, to put a proper name to every one of these tropical cyclones. There's a reason hurricanes aren't named willy-nilly any longer, or Willy, or Nilly for that matter. As the WMO's website explains, names are presumed to be far easier to remember than numbers and technical terms. Many agree that appending names to storms makes it easier for the media to report on tropical cyclones, heightens interest in warnings, and increases community preparedness. Basically, the working theory goes that people in the path of the storms will remember and pay attention to media reports about Hurricane Elsa more than they would Hurricane 3. The ways the tropical cyclones are named worldwide varies, but here in the Caribbean Sea, Gulf of Mexico, and North Atlantic region, the names come in alphabetical order off a set of six lists maintained by the WMO. The six lists rotate. So, the names used in 2020, Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, etc., will come around again in 2026. But just because the lists are alphabetical doesn't mean that there are 26 entries on every list. Rather, there are only 21 names per list in this region. Don't look for names beginning with Q, U, X, Y, or Z. If the storms really start piling on and forecasters need more than 21 names in the same season, they turn to the Greek alphabet, Alpha and Beta, all the way through Zeta. Before 1979, the storms were only called by names typically given to women. But since then, men's names have been introduced to the mix, and now the two alternate on each list. And those six lists stay the same unless a storm is particularly devastating, deadly, or damaging. Then those hurricane names are retired, as happened with Hurricanes Andrew, Hugo, and Katrina. Nobody wants to see a warning for Hurricane Katrina pop up again. And the names Florence and Michael were also retired at the end of the 2018 season after they struck North Carolina and Puerto Rico. Through the end of the 2018 hurricane season, 89 Atlantic hurricane or tropical storm names have been retired. It's presumable that, considering the damage left behind from Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas in 2019, it will join the list too. But we'll have to wait to find out until the 2021 meeting of the WMO Regional Association 4 Hurricane Committee, as the considerations for 2019 storm name retirements were not completed this year. Only 5 times in the past 25 years has a hurricane season passed without a storm strong enough that its name was retired. During that stretch, it's never happened in back-to-back years. The last year that no storm had its name struck from the lists was 2014. Today's episode was written by John Donovan and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.